I'm here today with Meredith and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. And a great morning it is, in spite of all the ice and rain.
Well, the days are getting longer.
They are, noticeably so.
Yeah, now it's definitely noticeable.
Yeah. The high point of the weather report is how many minutes are we gaining each day? Yeah.
Well, we're past 4 o'clock, so that's good. That's a good one.
Very good.
Okay, so what's going on today?
Well, this morning, Meredith is going to be talking about the Growers Conference that's coming up, and then I'm going to give some ideas on things that we can be doing in and for our gardens already. So, Meredith.
Yeah, so Haines is the lucky host this year of the Southeast Alaska Farmers Summit, and it'll be taking place February 24th to the 26th. And it'll be right at the Chilkat Center. And so, we have a great lineup of different activities and different talks and breakout sessions that are planned. And so I'll just kind of run through some of them just to get everyone excited. And I'll start right off with the keynote speaker that's going to be coming to the conference. And it is Doug Collins. And he is a soil scientist with the Washington State University's Small Farms Program. He focuses on managing and maintaining soil and the fertility on organic farms. So he'll be speaking Saturday morning, the 25th, February 25th, and then he'll be speaking again on Sunday morning. And so the Sunday morning talk will be primarily focused on nitrogen management, and then the Saturday one will be broader, just soil management and soil science and what we can do to maintain the health of our soil, which is a big part of growing any sort of vegetable. And so some of the other highlights of the conference, we will be doing a presentation with the Sheldon Museum on the history of agriculture in Haines. So that should be pretty awesome. I know they have some great photographs to share with that presentation. And then another highlight is we're going to do kind of a spotlight on farming across Southeast. And so we've invited various farmers from across Southeast just to share what they're doing. And one will be talking about raising pigs in Southeast Alaska, which could be interesting.
Yeah, they've had pigs here before.
Yeah, they used to be here.
Even a few years ago.
So, hopefully that could maybe inspire some folks to get some pigs again. We'll also have some presentations on electric cold storage. That'll be by our very own Sally up at Four Winds Farms. And then a really interesting presentation that I'm pretty excited about is biomass heated aquaponics. And this is from the Southeast Island School District on Prince of Wales.
Wow.
They're doing some pretty remarkable things down there. They have, I think it's about four or five different schools on Prince of Wales now have these large greenhouses that are attached to the school. They're heated with wood, with biomass, and it's all aquaponics inside. And so they're growing a bunch of lettuce, and they're selling that lettuce to the school and different grocery stores around Prince of Wales. And I think they're growing some other things as well. But so that should be really interesting and maybe inspiring for something we could maybe do in Haines.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think we started it with Marvin's Gardens.
Yeah.
We haven't gone high tech yet, but yeah.
Yeah, but that it could be a good look at other opportunities and maybe where we could go in the future. We'll have a panel on high tunnels. High tunnels are kind of becoming a hot topic around Alaska. It's kind of the season extender, and so we'll have folks from across Southeast come and sit on this panel and share their experiences with growing in a high tunnel, and we'll also have the NRCS, the National Resource Conservation Council, I believe, or service, they have a high tunnel program, and they will be here to talk about that. And there's different ways where you can actually get a grant for a high tunnel on your property. So,
and quite a few people in town have done that.
Yeah, yep, quite a few have. So
I have.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and Yeah.
So what are the dates again?
It is February 24th to the 26th. That's a Friday through Sunday.
And then Saturday night you have a movie that's open.
Yep, Saturday night we have a movie. It'll be The Symphony of Soil, and that'll be open to the public. That'll start at 7 p.m. at the Chilkat Center. That'll be, so even if you just want to come and check out that movie, feel free to come on down and just check that out.
Okay, and this is really open to people who are experienced growers. It's not for new gardeners. It's more experienced and people beginning to think about going commercial or partially commercial.
Yeah, and commercial, just that implies that it's going to be for sale. It could just be scaling up. Maybe you just want to scale up and team up with another family and grow a larger amount of produce or grow more to be able to store through the winter. It's just kind of beyond the hobby grower, but focusing on a kind of a larger scale production. And obviously commercial growing will be a big focus of the conference, but I don't want that to deter anyone. If you're not thinking of ever selling, it doesn't mean that this isn't for you. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in, in kind of stepping up your agriculture.
Okay, and people who are interested can get more information from?
Yeah, so we have a website. You can definitely call me, step one. You can always call me over at the Tokschnook office. Our number is 766-3542. But you can also go online, and there's a draft schedule there. There's more information on the registration, but that is at alaskawatersheds.org.
Alaska Watersheds.
Watersheds, yep.
Plural.
Yep. We're doing this, hosting this conference in partnership with the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. And so their website is hosting it. You know, they have a page on their website with all the conference information.
Okay. And do you have a link on your website on the talk?
We have information on it. I'm not sure if there's a link or not, but you can definitely get some of the information off of our website as well. But theirs is the one that has all of it. Sure.
Okay, and how many people do you have registered so far?
We have, last time I checked, we had over 50 registered.
Wow.
And so it's going to be a pretty big conference, I think. Yeah. So definitely register early. We're hoping that we don't have to cap it, but definitely register early, just in case we do realize that we're up against the constraints of what the Chilkat Center can host.
Wow.
Which would be a wonderful, wonderful situation to be in.
Now, is there a cost for this?
There is, yep. So registration for the full 3-day conference is $75. For just Saturday is $40, and just Sunday is $35. There are scholarships available, so if that at all seems not feasible, we are definitely encouraging folks to apply for those scholarships because they are available, and we want folks to take advantage of that opportunity. So.
Okay, and can they, it's by credit card that they register?
Yep, you can pay by credit card all online.
I can give you a check in a little bit out in the lobby. Okay.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Anyone can do that. You can always give me checks whenever you see me.
You just want a guaranteed spot
for anything.
There.
Yeah.
Is that check made out to Tokschnook?
No, it should be made out to the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition.
Okay.
They're the ones holding the funds on this one.
Okay.
But another ask just to throw out there to Haines folks in particular, because we are hosting this in Haines, and a lot of folks will be traveling from around Southeast to Haines. If anyone in Haines would be interested in hosting someone to stay in their house or to homestay, if you have an extra room that's available, you can definitely contact me for that because I'll coordinate all of the homestay options. But,
very good. Well, thank you. Tokschnook's just doing some amazing things with gardening. And as we know, there's so many people in the community that are interested in and excited about gardening and so on. Will there be a tour at some point in the spring of Marvin's Garden again?
Yeah, we'll try to plan something, maybe around Earth Day, or we'll try to squeeze that in at some point.
Good.
But we'll definitely have the garden party again at Marvin's Garden. We usually do that in August when everything is in full bloom and looking beautiful.
Yeah.
So we'll do that again in August for sure.
All right. So here we are at the end of January, and it's time to begin thinking about gardening a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of things to pay attention to if you haven't already. It's time to inventory any leftover seeds that you've got. If you store seeds, there's a rule of 100 that's kind of the simplest way to remember how to store seeds, and that is temperature plus humidity should be less than 100. Seeds like to be cool and dry, so that's a good way to think about that. But it is time to order seeds. Some local favorites that people like to order from are Johnny's, Territorial, Seeds of Change, Park Seed, Burpee, that now has a big organic element to it, and Uprising. So there's lots of others too, but those are the ones that I tend to use. So inventory your seeds. You can do a seed burrito to check the viability of your existing seeds, because our time frame is so tight here for getting, like, particularly the squashes and that sort of thing to germinate. So you just get a wet paper towel, mm-hmm. you put a few seeds on it, you wrap it up like you would a burrito, you put it into a sealed plastic bag, put the date on it and what it is, label it, because it's so easy to forget what's what, and then check every few days to see if your seeds are sprouting. And if they are, great, you've got good seeds. And if they're not, or if it's too low a sprout rate, then you want to go ahead and order some more seeds. If you want a list of favorite local varieties, you can email us at garden@khns.org, or you could email me directly, aronson@aptalaska.net, and I'll send you a compiled list of favorite varieties for vegetables, fruits, flowers for this area, and if you want it, kind of an annual planting calendar too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be so helpful.
Yeah, and we're always looking for input from everybody, mm-hmm. to kind of keep compiling this and letting it grow a little bit. So some things that you can be doing now really quickly. If you have roses in pots, mm-hmm. and you've had them in cold storage, go take a look at them now. And if you start to see little leaf bulb buds on them, time to bring them out and put them under lights and put them in a warm area, and they will start growing for you. I have one of my roses now under lights, and I'll have roses in my house in April.
Love it.
If you, in the fall, if you planted any flower bulbs in pots and you've had those in cold storage, go take a look at those. Some of them will be starting to send their little noses up, and it'll be time to start bringing those in, water them up, put them under lights. I have daffodils that are just the green leaves are now a few inches tall. If you have fuchsias in pots that you've overwintered, time to bring those in, prune them, water them, put them under lights, get them going. Same with begonias. Seeds to start now are things like any of the flowers like lupin, lobelia, pansies, petunias, and then also if you're going to grow onions or leeks from seed, it's a good time to get those started, and any other plants that are a long day to maturity. If you want to, you can start kale, Asian greens, spinach, and lettuce in pots inside under artificial lights, and a good time to get everything cleaned up, get organized, get those gardening muscles strengthened up, and get in the starting gates for the beginning of the garden season, because it's on its way.
It's happening. Yay.
Yeah.
Well, so we have a couple minutes left here. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
If you listened to Mardell and Rob the other day, mm-hmm. on seaweed, she puts a lot of seaweed on her garden. And if you can negotiate your way down to a beach, mm-hmm. now with the ice. Yeah, if you can do that carefully, a good time to collect seaweed, because there won't be very many people collecting at this point. And mm-hmm. you can store it in buckets in a sheltered area under, so it stays dry. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you just get this horrendous slimy mess. Uh-huh. And or pile it up someplace. Be careful with seaweed, because if it freezes, when it freezes, it's very slippery.
Oh, yeah.
So be careful about that. But you can store that up now and get it. You're not going to have too much competition from other gardeners. Good time to collect it.
And you're just using that for compost or as a mulch?
Some people, as a mulch in the fall.
Right.
And then some people use it as a mulch in the spring. It is a good idea, in my opinion, to take it if you have mulch down on your raised beds or wherever, to take it off first thing in the spring, because it's like a blanket, mm-hmm. and it keeps the ground from warming up. So as we start to get back into a warming trend here, whenever that's going to happen.
Well, it's happening, and it's only January. Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah. So we still have plenty of cold weather coming up, but as we get more into like March, then I would take off the blanket of seaweed, let it dry someplace, and then crumble it up and put it back on. And then some people mulch once they have everything up again.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been so interesting.
Well, thank you. And again, if you have questions, garden@khns.org. To email your gardening questions to us, and we will be back in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.